For engineer Edward Lineker, it was a chance encounter with a battling citrus grower that provided him with the inspiration for his acclaimed invention.
He was describing to me the total devastation of the land and statistics like, you know, the really increasing levels of farmer suicide due to, you know, years of mounting debt and failing crops.
The 28-year-old began developing the self-powered air drop, a device that draws air from the atmosphere and cools it underground, to the point where any water within the air is condensed into a liquid.
The water is then pumped back up through a submersible pipe and then out to the roots of plants via a method called subsurface drip irrigation, and that's the most efficient means of irrigating crops.
His ingenuity has earned the Melbourne student more than $15,000 as the winner of the International James Dyson Award for Engineering. In creating the airdrop, Edward Lineker used what engineers refer to as biomimicry, drawing on the natural attributes of plants and animals and using these concepts to design a product. In his case, it was the hardy desert rhubarb and the curious example of the Namib beetle.
That beetle survives in extremely arid conditions and it survives on collecting water on its back.
UK engineer Sir James Dyson, who set up a foundation to support designers, says the airdrop could be critical in developing new food sources as the world's population heads towards 10 billion people.
And we've got to find ways of solving drought problems that we have in Africa. 30% of America is desert. So we need to find ways of growing crops where we're not growing them at the moment.
And to do that, Ed Lineker now wants to take his product beyond the backyard of his suburban home and develop it as a large-scale international solution to tackling drought and famine. Gareth Borum, World News Australia.